So scleroderma means hardening of the skin, and it has two forms. It can either affect just your skin, or the kind that I have is the systemic scleroderma, which affects kind of my skin and my internal organs. So in October of 2012, I found a bald spot on the back of my head, and at that time I had had a rash on my leg for probably a couple months, and I chalked it up to eczema or something like that. A week after I found the bald spot on my head, I got really, really sick, and I had 104 fever for about a week, and it was terrible. I was so sick. So I just went to the doctor to try and figure out what was happening. And I was actually diagnosed with a fungal infection, which I was put on very strong medication for about 2 months, and I was still feeling horrible. And I still had a bald spot. I still had the rash on my leg. And I actually started to get a rash on my arm. So then I was taken off the medication. And then for months and months and months, I was doing basically kind of every test you could imagine medically and doing a lot of research on the internet about my symptoms. I've been sick for my entire life. I've always had these crazy problems that no one could figure out. So, we always kind of assumed it was some sort of autoimmune disease. Honestly, after so many months of trying to figure out just what it was that was making me so sick, when I first heard that, you have scleroderma, it was almost a relief, which is shocking now. So I heard scleroderma, it had a name, I knew what it was. Finally, I didn't feel like I was just crazy. And then once I started to feel a little better, I started really looking into what scleroderma was, and that was definitely pretty terrifying to be 21 and realize that you're going to be sick for the rest of your life. I have mostly GI symptoms, like gastrointestinal problems. I have acid reflux and my stomach is always doing crazy things. I get sick a lot. And then I also have certain rashes on my skin. Right now, I'm pretty lucky because it only affects my, mostly affects my gastrointestinal problems. But I have to get checked for, my eyes and my lungs and my blood pressure and all that. I have to kind of keep up with getting all that checked to make sure that it doesn't start affecting any other organs. And when it does, I will deal with that. Now I'm starting to be okay with it because I know, I know what my limits are, and I'm sure I'll continue to figure that out. The diagnosis has definitely had some positive effects. I feel way better now that I'm on medication, and I definitely want to take advantage of every day and, be with the people that are really great and not so much people that are not positive influences in my life.